The Athabasca Dene Suliné say they are prepared to go to court to block the federal government from ending negotiations on a transboundary land claims agreement. The Black Lake, Fond du Lac, and Hatchet Lake First Nations say they filed a judicial review yesterday. It's against Minister Carolyn Bennett's decision to stop negotiations in mid-June. The agreement would recognize the rights for the First Nation on lands which are now known as Nunavut and the Northwest Territories. The First Nations are in mediation and would go to court if mediation fails. Nine First Nations from Treaty 4 and Treaty 6 celebrated yesterday on concluding settlement negotiations to resolve treaty annuity claims. The First Nations asserted that Canada unlawfully withheld treaty annuity payments from them following the Northwest Resistance between 1884 and 1888. Many of the chiefs present say it is good to see Canada address the wrongs of the past and see the settlement as a positive step forward. There were no injuries reported yesterday after a tornado touched down on the Red Pheasant Cree Nation. Environment Canada is calling it a weak tornado. Heavy winds were reported throughout the region as the system moved through. Damage was reported in and around Saskatoon. As well, a food festival being held at the city's Kinsmen Memorial Park was evacuated for a brief period. Prince Albert RCMP are looking for a 16-year-old boy. Mounties say Charles LaLiberty was last seen north of Christopher Lake along Highway 2 around 1:30 this morning. It's believed he may be trying to get to Isle of Cross. Charles is 5'6", 120 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. When last seen, he was wearing a gray and orange hoodie, gray sweatpants, and a white T-shirt. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 16-year-old Charles LaLiberty is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says he will not be directing the RCMP to take any enforcement action against two Saskatchewan First Nations which are operating retail cannabis operations. The Musqueam First Nation and Pheasant Rump Nakota Nation have passed internal legislation governing marijuana. Goodale says federal legislation gives the province the authority to regulate licensing.
The provincial minister said very clearly that that he had no intention of issuing any directive or instruction to the RCMP. They are, of course, independent in the work that they do, and that applies to the federal government as well. I never offer any operational instruction to the RCMP. They make their own decisions about how to enforce the laws that are relevant in any jurisdiction.
Goodale says the province and interested First Nations should negotiate a conclusion to the licensing dispute. Two men were in a LaRange court yesterday facing drug trafficking charges. RCMP searched a home on the Lac LaRange Indian Band on Wednesday. A canine unit from Meadow Lake was brought in to assist. Investigators say they seized 115 grams of crack cocaine, a small amount of cash, a sawed-off rifle, and marijuana. Dennis Riley Charles and John Riley Sanderson are charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking. Mistawas's First Nation will receive federal funding to help protect the free-roaming plains bison in Prince Albert National Park. The Guardians program is one of 22 First Nations-led projects to receive a total of $6.4 million. Research published in May shows that the Sturgeon River herd population has dropped to about 120 animals from 500 in 2005. It showed overhunting by First Nations on private lands outside the park was contributing to the decline. Officials in La Loche have canceled a dog cull after public outcry on social media. Mayor Robert St. Pierre called the program off yesterday. It was less than 24 hours after the village alerted residents to a dog control initiative, which was set for next Tuesday. A letter on the village's Facebook page advised residents to tie up their dogs if they do not want them picked up and destroyed. But backlash to the post was swift, and overwhelmingly, the majority of comments were against the proposed plan.